You are listening to the audio production of How to Fight Racism, Courageous Christianity and the Journey Toward Racial Justice by Jamar Tisby, published by Zondervan and read by the author. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit www.harperchristianaudio.com.
Chapter 1. How to Fight Racism. Something is different this time. I could hardly believe I had just typed those words in a tweet for thousands of people to read. I study history. I have the receipts of this nation's racial failures. I am a black man in the United States. I know firsthand that racism still pervades our society. I am neither naive nor optimistic about issues of race in this country. But in the spring of 2020, a sustained movement of protests and uprisings began to roll through the United States and around the world. A viral cell phone video showed a white police officer kneeling for 8 minutes and 46 seconds on the neck of a prostrate black man named George Floyd. The officer killed Floyd. And once again, a black human being had become a hashtag. This person, made in God's image and likeness, became another victim of racism, anti-black police brutality, and white supremacy. Floyd's murder was just the latest in a string of similar events leading up to the 2020 protests. Breonna Taylor had been killed in a barrage of bullets in a no-knock raid by police who had entered the wrong house. Video footage showing Ahmaud Arbery, a black man out for a jog in a predominantly white neighborhood in Georgia, exposed three white men who pursued, shot, and killed him. They thought he looked suspicious because he had stopped to look in a house that was under construction. They became a law unto themselves and executed Arbery in what many characterized as a modern-day lynching. Christian Cooper, a black man birdwatching in Central Park in New York, saw a white woman with an unleashed dog. The park regulations clearly state that dogs need to be on a leash. When he asked her to follow the rules, she called the police on him. Video footage showed her talking to the dispatcher and feigning an imminent threat from Cooper, who stood calmly filming her tirade. Amid these and other similar events of racial profiling and anti-black police brutality, people once again raised the cry, "Black Lives Matter." We had just been through a round of racial crises. As recently as 2014 and 2015, protesters had chanted Black Lives Matter in the wake of Mike Brown's death at the hands of a white police officer in Ferguson, Missouri. We saw the response of law enforcement, who came out with tanks, guns, body armor, and tear gas against people protesting for basic dignity and rights. Yet that wave of anti-racist resistance rose and fell with little positive change. We had seen the aftermath of a white supremacist entering the historic Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston and murdering 9 black Christians after a Bible study. We had witnessed the deadly Unite the Right rally that brought together khaki-clad white people carrying tiki torches and demanding the protection of a Confederate monument. We even saw the election of a president who regularly engaged in racist and violent rhetoric that seemed to embolden the basest desires of a certain segment of the population. We had no evidence that the results of protests in 2020 would be any different than all we had seen before. Yet I could not deny the facts. NASCAR banned Confederate flags at their races. Companies such as Nike and Uber gave employees a paid day off to commemorate Juneteenth, the oldest celebration of black emancipation in the United States. The Dixie Chicks became the Chicks. Confederate monuments came crashing down in cities around the country. Books about racial justice, written by black authors, including one of mine, packed the New York Times bestseller list like never before, as people clamored for resources to understand our racial moment. This time did feel different. The rapid shifts we saw could hardly have been predicted just a few months ago.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?